We're continuing with the laws of kashrut. We're on page Mem Tet.
Did it have anything to do with this ritual we're learning?
No. Oh. And the topic we're in the middle of is Tato Gavar. That we rule that the lower one overpowers the upper one. And so until now we've been discussing the idea that if I have a hot piece of meat and I put cheese on top of it, the hot piece of meat will affect the cheese. That our assumption is that the lower one affects the upper one. But what happens if the lower one is cold and the upper one is hot? Then how do we view the idea that the lower one affects the upper one? I mean, something happens. So let's say a person has a cold piece of meat, and he puts some cheese, hot cheese on it, or a cold piece of cheese, and a boiling hot piece of chillant meat falls on it. So then what happens? So we assume that even though the lower one wins, even though if the lower one was cold, then it will cool off the upper one, but that will take a little bit of time, and before that happens, so then they both will absorb from one another, kedei klipa, the equivalent of what you have to peel off. And so, if a person, let's say, by mistake, put down sizzling hot, we'll say a piece of cheese or cheese burekas, on cold meat, which was not the case we spoke about earlier tonight, or boiling hot meat on a piece of cold cheese. So then we say that let's say it was a big block of cheese and a big thing of meat. So then we say it only absorbed kedei klipa. Each one absorbed from the other, the equivalent of the you have to peel off. That's how much. And let's take another example. So right now we spoke about two solids. But what happens if you had a sizzling hot dog and you're bringing it to the table, or what sometimes happens is people think it's parve hot dogs, right? People take a hot dog and they don't realize it's a meat hot dog. So you have sizzling hot meat and it falls into milk, right? You're carrying your hot dog and it falls off your fork into your brother's chocolate milk, cold chocolate. So again, we say that the lower one, the cold chocolate milk, will cool off the upper one. However, before it succeeds in cooling off the hot meat will give off a flavor, kedei klipa, and will absorb a flavor of kedei klipa. So technically, you would have to peel off your hot dog. And technically, we could have said, just peel off the hot dog and eat the rest of it. However, we have a concern that it did succeed in absorbing more, as we will see later on, and that's why we don't eat the hot dog. We don't just peel off the hot dog and eat it. You also have a problem with your chocolate that you're going to have meat oils right there floating on your chocolate milk. So technically, you're going to have to toss both of them. If theoretically the milk had 60 times the kedei klipa, equivalent of peeling off the of the meat, so if you had 60 times the volume, then theoretically you could permit it. Again, practically that's not so simple, because what you'll see realistically is in your cup of chocolate milk, you're going to see a layer of the meat fat floating on top. So that's the meat oils. So that's going to be a problem. So realistically, we don't... It's almost never going to happen that you won't have to throw it out, right? So that brings us to the conclusion of the third chapter. The next topic we'll discuss, Bezrat Hashem, on Thursday is you have a dairy pot and you took out some hot meat and you put it in the cold dairy pot. Right? We said the pot absorbs the layer of kedei klipa, the equivalent of a peel. So now I have to kasher the pot. And the meat absorbs also kedei klipa, So assuming that that pot was used in the last 24 hours, so it gives a positive flavor into the meat. So again, I have to worry about kedei klipa, the equivalent of peeling off a layer from the meat. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.